This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
As it comes out, the Democratic Party particularly has been running giant blackmail rings using underage women and children, and at the deeper levels of the rat hole, human sacrifice. It's all coming out now. Jeffrey Epstein thought he was building a super race of humans, how they were going to merge with machines and be gods. That's the delusional cult of these devil worshippers believing that they're going to cheat God's judgment day. They're going to cheat justice by immortality. And we all need to be fed into the mouth of the New World Order, though, before their God gives them redemption. Stephen Colbert won't get redemption. None of them will. And I love how Stephen Colbert, who's been one of the most vicious hacks, reading off teleprompters, scripted garbage, posing as a newsman, posing as a comedian, when really he's a disinformation officer. So here he is now saying he's not part of the resistance. Is this an attempt to tap the brakes? Here it is.
There are many people who have already destroyed themselves because they've so gone after Trump that they themselves, it blows back up. They've gone down to his level.
And I'm not going against him. I am not the resistance. I said this, I think, the first night after he was elected. I think it was the next day, because there were, like, remember, there were, like, the next day, a little too late, there were marches in all the streets. Mm-hmm. People were like, wait, no, we care, like, a day after it mattered. And I think what I said at the top of the monologue is, like, I just want to, like, we're not the resistance. This is not the resistance.
A day after it mattered because we didn't get Hillary Clinton, this monster war criminal, with all of her horrible past and all the terrible things she's done. This was supposed to be your goddess, and then now there's the little CIA lackey, the heir to one of the biggest fortunes in the world, Anderson Cooper, who puts out the most vicious lies 24/7, and they're now pretending like, oh, we were never the resistance, because they're failing. So now they're telling you, we're not part of the army that failed. By the way, the American people taking back control of our country, the American people trying to take back control of big tech that's openly trying to manipulate the elections, and bragging that they can throw it to whoever they want. That's the real resistance. Globalism's the trillion-pound gorilla. It's the big elephant in the room. It's what's taken over the planet. It's what's authoritarian. China has killed over 100 million of their people. China has 2 million Uyghurs in Mongolia who are Muslims in forced labor camps. That's all real. Trump's not doing that. I'm not doing that. America's not doing that. But we're taught to hate ourselves. We're demoralized. We're going to go to break. We're going to be joined by the highest level whistleblower yet. He's done an interview with Project Veritas, but he's going to join us live. Greg Coppola has a lot of courage. It's very, very important that everybody realize that they should share this live link, whether you're listening on local radio or local TV, or whether you're watching at Infowars.com or Newswars.com. I'm extremely thankful to the big guy, Matt Drudge, with the biggest news site in the world and the top sites, period, linking, because we get an extra million viewers and listeners when Drudge links to one of those links. And when you decide to share the link to Infowars.com/show, or you decide to share the link on the front page of Infowars, it's amazing. Now, Facebook and Twitter will try to block you. That's why we have News Wars. It's not as blocked yet. It's getting on the blacklist. You go to Newswars.com and see today's live show. And then you can send out that link to newswars.com/show. And that link takes you to infowars.com/show. So be sure and check all of that out. Breaking Live. Yeah, there's the headline. Every day we post a new page. Breaking Live. More Google engineers join Alex Jones live on air to stop big tech interference in 2020 election. Share this link. You can make a difference. And I think you can see, folks, that we're making a difference together. And that's what's so exciting about all of this. So on the other side, we'll be joined by Greg Coppola. And then later, Zach Voorhees was on yesterday. He's in New York meeting with a bunch of professors and people about this. He's going to try to get in as well.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it would be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living, that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light, the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. Thank you so much for joining us. Greg Coppola is a senior software engineer at Google currently, who has been placed on administrative leave less than 24 hours after publicly suggesting the company is politically biased. The man said the sky is blue, grass is green. Project Veritas released an interview with him, who we're going to play about 2 minutes of here in a moment, where he exposed Google's dishonest methods and practices, among which are political bias, boosting and deboosting of search results for specific websites, perjury of Google CEO Sundar Pichai to Congress, and other questionable practices. So I want to play a short 2-minute clip of what he said a few weeks ago on Project Veritas. Seems like a lifetime has passed since then. We'll get updates, what he thinks of Zach Voorhees and all these huge, incredible developments that are unfolding. But here's a few minutes from that first big step he took that's now had so many other engineers go public or leak information. Here it is.
My name is Greg Coppola. I'm a senior software engineer. I work on artificial intelligence and the Google Assistant. Yeah, I mean, overall, I'm very concerned to see big tech and the big media merge basically with a political party, with the Democrat Party. I have a PhD. I have 5 years of experience at Google, and I just know how algorithms are. They don't write themselves. We write them to do what we want them to do. I look at search, and I look at Google News, and I see what it's doing, and I see Google executives go to Congress and say that it's not manipulated, it's not political, and I'm just so sure that's not true. I think as the election started to ramp up, the angle that the Democrats and the media took was that anyone who liked Donald Trump was a racist, even a Nazi, and that got picked up everywhere. Well, I think we're just at a really, you know, important point in human history. I think for a while we had tech that was politically neutral. Now we have tech that really, first of all, is taking sides in a political contest, which I think, you know, anytime you have big corporate power merging with political parties, it can be dangerous. And I think more generally, we have to just decide now that we kind of are seeing tech use its power to manipulate people. It's a time to decide, you know, do we run the technology? Does the technology run us? I really don't buy the idea that big tech is politically neutral, and I think we need to start incorporating that into whatever strategy we use to have a democracy going forward. Are we going to continue to have elections that mean anything? Are we going to continue to think for ourselves, or are we going to just let the biggest tech companies decide who wins every election from now on?
So why did you decide to come to Project Veritas?
You guys have done a lot of good reporting on a variety of topics. I do think it's a credible news organization.
They may be able to stop one man, but they can't stop all of us. Be brave. Do something.
Absolutely. What a hero, Greg Coppola, a senior engineer making a lot of money, but seeing them put their finger on the scale of this country's electoral process and so much more and going public. So, Greg, you're really the expert. I've got a lot of questions here, but I'd like to give you the floor for the rest of the hour to really you're a very well-spoken person. So is Zach Voorhees. I'm really just impressed by the caliber of the people that Google had working for him and the fact that you've also been standing up. So thanks for joining us.
Thanks. Nice to be here. I just want to clarify one thing. Obviously, I don't speak. I'm not here speaking for Google. I'm just speaking to myself.
Absolutely. You've been suspended since you went public, and you're speaking as a private citizen.
Right. That's right.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on with us, Greg. You're at @Coppola_Gregory on Twitter for now, like all of us or some of us that have already been taken off, but everybody hanging on to this whole gulag by their fingertips.
I mean, it's interesting on the Twitter thing. I mean, I got 9,000 followers in the first 2 hours, and I haven't had any more followers, even after I went on Tucker Carlson, even after the President Trump retweeted me. So I think they're getting maybe cute. I don't know. But I think that's one of the problems is we don't have transparency. So it's kind of just like a he said.
My son went on Twitter a month ago. He got 10,000 in, like you said, 2 hours, and then it stopped there. Even though he's had videos with 500,000 views and everybody's saying they're trying to follow him, they're just not able to.
Yeah, right. I mean, honestly, like being able to go viral is almost like a human right in the 21st century. So I think we really need transparency around why certain things can trend and why certain things can't.
Well, I want to give you the floor because you're saying some powerful stuff, but that's true. It's so human to be able to vote. Like a restaurant that's good, we all go to it. Music that's great, we all hear it. It becomes popular. So they're saying, no, if what you're saying is popular but we don't agree with it, we're not going to let you be in the marketplace of ideas. Take Joe Rogan's podcast. He admits that they even shadow banned it, but it's had something like 50 million views on all the platforms. It's bigger than his Elon Musk by over 10 million. It's the biggest podcast he's ever done. But because it's the biggest thing he ever did, it's too dangerous to ever basically probably have me on again. So again, being most popular now and being what humans agree with, that's now verboten.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess so. I mean, the thing I would really stress is, like, Twitter is not a very complicated piece of software. Anyone could start a Twitter, at least a small-scale one. So, you know, I don't understand how we've gotten into a situation where it's like we act like Twitter is the only way to make a microblogging service. I mean, like if you just do, I was doing Introduction to Ruby on Rails the other day, and like lesson three is creating a microblogging service. So anyone can really start one. And I don't understand why we're in this situation where it seems like Twitter can decide what trends.
Well, you know the problem. Twitter, Facebook, and Google buy, and Apple buy everything up.
Yeah, I mean, I think another one of the problems they have is like if there is a competitor that wants to be independent, then various media outfits are going to say they're Nazis or white supremacists. They're involved in shootings and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. If Gab's got 15 million people on it and they've got 50 Nazis on there, most of them at Southern Poverty Law Center posing as Nazis. Oh, well, you can't have Gab now. It can't have servers because they're all Nazis. But meanwhile, somebody can do the Christchurch shooting on Facebook. That's okay.
Yeah, Facebook. I mean, they could use anything. They could use Coca-Cola. It doesn't matter. Nobody talks about those companies in the same way. But somehow when it's alternative media companies, it's like, it's got to be shut down. Everyone's got to be shut down.
Now listen, I want to talk about you because you're a senior engineer. You're still at Google, but you've been put on administrative leave. So we're going to break in a few minutes, but tell us what you want to cover today because you're the expert. You're the insider.
Well, the big thing to me is that they haven't covered Zach's leaks yesterday. I mean, they didn't cover me. You know, you can sort of look, I've done some analyses where you just sort of look at what are the sites that Google thinks is credible. We've learned it's all about hand-picking who's credible from Zach's leaks. And all these people that are credible have not discussed my interview, which was trending on a lot of different publications. But even worse is Zach because, you know, you could argue with me, well, it's just his opinion, what does he know? I mean, I predicted exactly, like, Zach's leaks were, I guess I could have found them myself. Zach and I have different temperaments. I didn't find them. But what I predicted was more or less exactly what he released.
Sure, so what you were seeing organically from the inside but not digging, I mean, you could see the results and you could guess how they were doing it, but he was there chronicling it as he saw it unfold.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about me is I've just implemented so many algorithms. I've been coding for so long and I've been doing ranking at PhD or industrial level for 10 years. So I just know what all that, I just know what the toolbox is, so I just know how things are done. But, you know, someone else who doesn't, who isn't an expert could say, well, it's just some guy, you know. But then Zach, he's basically like the Ed Snowden almost of the Google thing. He's almost a Ed Snowden of industry rather than government. And, you know, he leaked everything. And the New York Times hasn't even told their readers yet. CNN hasn't told their readers. So I'm a little spooked by the whole thing. It's almost like, what are they trying to do? Are they going to try to make sure no one knows until 2020? How's that going to work? I mean, I don't know. Like, they're basically proving the point that we're kind of saying there's this system of censorship. And then it's like people are trying to leave Google, or at least not leave, but...
So well, stay there, Greg, because we're going to come back. I mean, this is incredible. You know who is watching is the White House and the Pentagon, so don't worry. Google can think they're going to block everybody else from seeing this or hearing it. The White House is watching live right now, sir, and so is Matt Drudge and many others. So is Tucker Carlson. We'll be right back. They're watching right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens.
cements, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'm here live in defiance of Google, Apple, the Chi-Coms, and the globalists on hundreds of radio stations, hundreds of TV stations. But the only way we get out in cyberspace is your word of mouth. It's not key. It's beyond paramount. It's essential. Insider raises alarm on Google AI project in China. That's off the Zach Voorhees interview yesterday. Whistleblower, Google already stealing 2020 election. Insider reveals how Google took down Jordan Peterson. Mother of all Google whistleblower exposes Google criminal plan to control all information. Whistleblower explains how Google purposely broke its search engine and then let third-party actors in. I already saw the Southern Poverty Law Center and all these other outfits, Media Matters, CNN already knew all my internal stuff. They knew how much money I was making. They knew who local geo-engineered sponsors were that I'd sold that weren't available nationwide. And they later admitted, no, they were given access to my account. Talk about raping. So that's all coming up, and Zach Voorhees is coming on as well. Greg Couple is very excited about that. Greg, I'm going to shut up right now because I've got all these points and all these things I want to ask. But I want to just give you the floor to talk about why you went public, what's happened since. You got the floor right now. Tell us what you want to impart to folks. You're a major whistleblower, the most senior person to go public. So break it down.
Okay. Well, I would say in terms of why I went public, I think that there is a bias in a lot of these products, including Google. And so I think that it should be transparent. I actually not that big into regulation so much, but I think if Google's angle wants to be like sort of like have an angle the way that the New York Times has an angle, like that's fine. I just think everyone should be transparent about it. And I think that people believe that when they're on Google or Google News, they think that somehow an algorithm has determined that this is like true information. So, for example, like if you log on there and you search for Donald Trump and it's Trump's a racist, Trump's a racist, Trump's a racist, Trump's a homophobe, something like that, they think a lot of people seem to have the impression that somehow some kind of advanced algorithm finds this out. And it just, my suspicion was that it was really being set by hand. And I think to some extent that was known. I mean, it was probably already known by a lot of people. But if there was any ambiguity, Zach's dump yesterday, which, I'm not endorsing every single thing that was released, but I would definitely say there was a lot of important stuff, where it's very clear that the notion of trusted sources is completely set by people. And I've done some analyses of, like, what the from, like, a user's perspective, what the sources are. I mean, everyone kind of knows, but I sent your producers a link to techwatch.live. But you can basically see what they are. And, the top ones, let's say, are CNN, USA Today, Politico, HuffPost, New York Times. So to say that those are the most trusted sources and that it's politically neutral, I mean, I don't understand what notion of the word politically. Yeah, so there you go. So this is, if you search for Donald Trump in Google News, you'll see that this is the percentage of time each website is used. So this is the top 15 websites. And obviously, whatever algorithm Google has run, they think that CNN is vastly the most credible, which, I mean, for half the country, that's like a That's basically just all you need to know right there. But
yeah, I mean, CNN fixed the debates for Hillary. That's admitted.
Yeah, it's hard to really find a hoax that they aren't involved in. And also, even if you just look at the nature of that distribution, aside from just who the top sources are, it's called a power law distribution or a 80-20 or rich get richer distribution. It basically just means that, you know, 80% of the results that are being shown at all, you can even scroll down to graphs here, you'll see that the 20 top sites make up the 80% of the top. Yeah, so this next one shows just like over time which sources are being used. And if you go to the third one, you can see the what the meaning of this distribution is, which is that these top 20 sites, if you search for Donald Trump, 80% of all results come from these. So from a probabilistic perspective, I mean, they're more or less at this point. And this is from a server that doesn't have cookies and doesn't have an account. So this is be like if they don't know anything about you. I mean, I think what this experiment is saying.
Sure. I mean, if I want to look up a restaurant and they didn't like me, they can put cockroaches in as the top search. It's very simple. I have to go to Bing now or other search engines to even find out new news about myself, because they just handpick the worst news, and stuff from 6 months ago is just stuck at the top of Google. It's done very ham-fistedly.
Yeah, I think searching for, like, say, you in particular really shows how manual the process must be.
Like on Bing, you type in Alex Jones or InfoWars is the top thing. You do it on Google, I'm like the third or fourth page.
Yeah.
My sites are. So InfoWars or NewsWars is like page three or four, but there's three or four pages of just negative lies. But used to, I was at the top because that's me. People are searching for me. They can at least hear what I'm really saying.
I mean, to some extent, I think that the pressure to do things like this has even been in public, right? People say you have to demote Alex Jones or you have to demote the Russian bots. And so, I mean, I think actually, you know, all these tech companies, because of their power, are probably just in a tough spot where, you know, everyone wants to have more influence over tech companies. I mean, you know, every business, every political party, every candidate, everyone's trying to get more influence over tech companies. So yeah, I think it is a hard problem. I mean, maybe they responded to one interest group, and now other interest groups are really upset. So, you know, I don't really know. But, I mean, ideally, if there was, like, a lot of competition, you know, maybe it wouldn't even be an issue.
All I know is this. You know, the top story for, like, a month was that I lost a lawsuit for writing a book about Sandy Hook. I never wrote the book. I'm not in the book. And I called AP, had lawyers send letters. They go, we don't care if you didn't write the book. It stays up. And Google and Twitter and Facebook all made it the top story. Yahoo did for a whole day. And so this is completely weaponized. I mean, I've experienced the fact that they have hired all these Democratic Party people to actually work at Google and actually run this.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, for the most part, I was just engaged in, you know, building natural language understanding, and there was really no political angle one way or the other. And so I'm only kind of, you know, learning about this indirectly.
No, I understand. So, but according to Zach and others, and I saw this happen in real time, as soon as Hillary lost, that's when all this ramped up.
Something like that. Yeah, maybe even a little before, but yeah, I kind of just intuitively felt it was around, yeah, 2016 type of time that the things changed and they became, there was a lot more talk about a lot of political issues and including the identity politics.
We're going to go to break, but I'm sure you saw the video with the Google execs the day after Hillary lost. And they're like, we're not going to let this happen again. And then other Google execs, Project Veritas, got video. They said, well, we're not going to let the Trump thing happen again. I mean, that's pretty smoking gun.
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting. It's like, you know, we're sad that Hillary lost. I mean, you know, there's no one on stage that's happy that Hillary lost. You know, how is that neutral?
Well, you got a lot of courage. Greg Coppola suspended at Google. He still works there, but he's suspended right now. We're just saying, hey, I want to have integrity in elections. I want them to be transparent, that they're biased against Republicans, but they won't do it. They keep lying. We'll ask him about perjury before Congress when we come back. And Zach Voorhees joins us again. This is history happening right now.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globals rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure. Really helped the. I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Policy is issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Get up and go on the loose. Sirens in my head. Grab up the silence.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got incredible breaking news. There was a car fire down on I-35 today. Let's go to that dramatic footage. All of that stuff is just part of life. It's sad. People die in car wrecks. People get cancer. Airplanes crash. But when you've got organized information technology systems that are the total revolution of the human future, and we're already interfacing with it, it's taking us over, and then you've got a political class that is in control of that, allied with communist China, and it's openly trying to use that technology to control what people think and do, and then walling off whole masses of people and dehumanizing them and not letting them communicate and giving them communist Chinese social scores. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is authoritarianism. That's what that is, and that is extremely dangerous. And it's not just the authoritarianism of the deadly, poisonous Hitlerian type or the North Korean nightmare type or the Venezuelan mismanage you to death type. It's the organized AI type. Authoritarian megacorporation meets AI. Sounds like end of the world, end of humanity. Oh, but the transhumanists say it's the post-human revolution, because humans are parasites on the earth. And then you get why Jeffrey Epstein was into eugenics and the Uber mention and all the same crap, which allows these people to believe they're building a better world, a better future, a better club. But as George Carlin said, we're not in it. So Zach Voorhees, I thought, made history yesterday. It was totally blacked out, except for DrudgeReport.com and viewers and listeners of this show, which is millions of people. But we're talking to Greg Coppola, who is a senior engineer, highly respected, put on leave when he went public a month ago at Project Veritas, and he's saying he thinks that Zach Voorhees is the Ed Snowden of whistleblowers so far. I certainly thought it with the documents he put out that are incredibly damning that we'll put on screen for TV viewers that Project Veritas has that we've linked to. So we're going to ride shotgun here together, but before we go to Zach, you were describing him, Greg Coppola, on Twitter at Coppola_Gregory, as the Ed Snowden. I would agree, but you're the guy, the engineer, the senior guy, you know, that's got the 35,000-foot view. So I want you guys to kind of have a discussion here, maybe for the first time, I don't know, in the next two segments. Please, don't talk to me or I'll interrupt. But elaborate on why you would talk about what this is so important.
Well, I mean, the big takeaway for me was that everything is really, it's all about, like, sources that are picked by hand and based on relationships. That was my big takeaway from Zach Stump. And also certain topics that were considered fringe, climate change is a hoax. That's a fringe idea, which is very interesting because, like, climate change is actually a collection of questions. So I don't understand how, you know, doubting any one of them is a hoax. There's also, you know, issues like Pizzagate. I mean, they sort of said that the Epstein, you know, the talk about Epstein in 2016, like, that was considered, you know, a fringe topic, and now it's, like, he's been, you know, arrested, and now he's dead. So, I mean, is that still a fringe topic, and who's deciding these fringe topics? But my main takeaway is, like, it's all set by hand. I mean, they have people decide who's credible, and that's a radical break from what it used to be, which was that the algorithm could find a needle in a haystack and basically without anyone's bias getting involved.
So you guys right now, and that's why I had Owen do the interview yesterday, so I would interrupt, because just your climate change point, I could talk for an hour. I mean, I love talking to scientists. You get it. Everyone knows climate change is real. It's constantly happening. That's the only constant is change. But they're saying, oh, you question what we're saying about the change. You're not allowed to have input. You're supposed to just go with what we say. 100% agreement. There's no 100% agreement in any science. But I'm going to stop there for the hour. I think we should have Greg Coppola here with our next guest who's joining us, Zach Voorhees at Perpetual Maniac on Twitter. You guys have a discussion here, meeting each other, talking to each other. Go ahead.
Hey, Zach, what's up?
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Yeah, good.
I'm happy to join you guys for the show today. Sorry, I think there's a delay. I want to say that it's a pleasure to come back on the show with you, Alex. You were the first one outside of my environmental high school class in high school to point out that the frogs were turning gay. And it was really funny that everyone attacked you for that when, you know, anyone who's taken a serious environmental science class knows that some of the byproducts from plastic are estrogen mimickers, and they really are turning the frogs gay. So, you know, I think that there's like a phase change that's happening right now where a lot of the things that people thought were conspiracy theories and wasn't really happening, it's like it's coming out. And, you know, the society that I'm hoping to create is one where we have a free exchange of ideas that come out, and that nothing, and that everything can be questioned, and that there's nothing that's like off limits. And that's the scary thing of what Google's trying to do is it's trying to make things off limits to talk about.
So you're calling for classical liberalism. So you gentlemen are giving a co-speech here together. Take over, because I really want to hear what you think's most central. He's saying you're the new Snowden of big tech. I totally agree. I mean, this is huge.
Well, thank you. I'm honored to have that label. You know, that's why we're here. It's like I grew up in the 90s, and I had this concept that you judge someone by, you know, the content of the character and not the color of their skin. And I thought that was a really great way to operate. It's kind of a civic nationalism, like we're all Americans. And somehow the left got deranged, and they started abandoning that classical liberalism and getting in towards this concept of judging people by the color of their skin and not by the content of their character. And so these are the, you know, these authoritarians are the type, these segregationists are the type that I've been, you know, fighting against my whole life. And now it's on the left. So, you know, we gotta start addressing that as a problem.
Wow, that's a heavy statement, but totally true. Sorry. Go ahead, Greg.
I was going to say, I mean, I actually think that, you know, there's a lot of abstract issues, but the concrete one that got me the most upset was this way that they call people racists. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, if you have interracial friends, you could have an interracial marriage and interracial children. It doesn't matter. They just use it as a tactic. And then, you know, the governor of Virginia is wearing blackface, posing with the KKK. That's fine. But everyone else needs to be shut down. And I just think of all the concrete things that are the worst thing about this system, the way that you can just call someone a Nazi or call someone a racist, and one side gets to do it to the other side, whether it's politics, whether it's newspapers or whatever, like, they've set up a system where a Republican, I mean, a Democrat can call a Republican racist, and that makes sense to everybody. Oh, yeah, they call Donald Trump racist all the time. I mean, that's one of the analyses I do. You know, these are like the newspaper says Donald Trump is a racist. It's not even like a candidate is saying it. So just this idea that they're using the notion of a racist to control people is the concrete issue that has me most upset also.
And it's the media. Go ahead, Zach. It's the media that's invoking racism and creating it. Sorry.
Yeah, I agree. Like the New York Times is the most racist, you know, news publication in America right now. They're constantly, you know, pushing a narrative that the problem with America is white people, and that everything that Trump says should be interpreted under like this extreme dog whistle. And they take what his words, then they like reimagine what his state of mind is, and then they push that as if it's objective fact. And, you know, like, I understand that Trump is, you know, really polarizing, that he says a lot of things that are on his mind that make people unhappy. But anyone going to the Twitter feed and looking at what Donald Trump is posting and then looking at, like, the New York Times is posting, and, you know, it's, what the New York Times is posting is like pre-World War II Germany.
Exactly. It's insane. When we come back, then let's get into other points you want to make. Other whistleblowers are getting ready to come forward. How you think big tech's going to respond. How you think Congress should respond. The obvious perjury. With Zach Voorhees on Twitter at Perpetual Maniac. And Greg Coppola, Coppola_Gregory. You got to visit their site like it's a message board, though. You're not going to get it if you sign up for it. You have to visit it by hand.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Your host, and I had the crew all run up during the break. People came over from the other side of the office. They said, "This is history. We've got two Google engineers that have the courage to go public. The first one and the second one. Others have just leaked stuff, and they're there together interfacing for the first time live on an alternative system that Google and Facebook and Twitter and Apple didn't want to exist. They knew it would threaten them in the future if it was here to challenge their information dominance. So remember, it's not about credit. It's about celebrating what we've got left. DrudgeReport.com, NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com. We're trying to build an infrastructure, though a lot of it's ham-fisted. We don't have the billions of dollars to challenge this, and history's happening. That's why listeners and viewers buying products, going to the store, getting things you already need at InfoWarsStore.com is the reason this is happening. And on this platform, so that people like this have a platform, because Zach Voorhees and Greg Coppola, they have put this info out, and there was almost a total blackout on Greg Coppola. There has been a total blackout on Zach Voorhees, but like alternate dimensions, we're not exaggerating with 200-plus radio stations and over 100 cable and TV stations that we conservatively have over a million real people an hour tuning in. Now, I've had peaks before they censored us where it was 10 times. That doesn't matter. It's who's tuning in. thought leaders, the White House, other governments. And so I want to, you guys have said you can stick a 15 after. I am officially going to try to stick a, you know, sock in my mouth. And I want you guys to go through the perjury, what you think should come next, other key points, and really just give people the data dump of the gestalt of where we are and why this is so important. People say, oh, just use something other than Google. Yeah, that'd be great. But they have 90%+, as you know, of what's already happening. As you said, Greg, that people just look at what's at the top as God. And so if you go to there and they say the Republican Party's affiliation in California is the Nazi Party, people then, and that happened for over a month, people believe that. So we've just given so much power over to this. So you guys have the floor, both of you, Zach Voorhees on Twitter at Perpetual Maniac, Greg Coppola on Twitter for now, at Coppola _ Gregory. What do you think's coming next? Why did you go public? Obviously, more whistleblowers are coming. This is an amazing watershed moment, so go ahead and take over.
Can I take the lead on this?
Yes.
So you mentioned that Google listed the Republican Party of California as listing them as having a Nazi ideology. And I have some insider information on exactly what happened. It's not actually included in the Project Veritas disclosure, but what I can say about that is what happened is that Wikipedia had this information, and Wikipedia was vandalized. And then Google was using Wikipedia as its source of truth database. It's listed as one of its source of truth databases. And so this information got ingested under the ideology tag, and then the algorithm that generates the front page of Google search, would generate that bit of information as if it were true. And so as a result of this leak and the Republicans being slandered as, you know, Nazis, there was this outcry, and Google decided that, wow, there's so much vandalism in Wikipedia under this ideology tag that they decided to just ban it from all of Google search.
I'll jump in here, but this is also a bombshell. I want to get Mr. Coppola's take, but that's what you experience is AP put out that I lost a lawsuit. They used that to take my banking credit ratings again that I had just gotten back, proving the other one was a fraud. I never wrote the book. I didn't lose a lawsuit. They don't care because they know if you can get a thought leader or, as you say, a trusted source like AP to say something that isn't true, that is then taken like a conviction, a false yep. conviction, and then passed on. This is so dangerous.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I mean,
go ahead, Greg. I'm sorry, I'm on a delay.
What was I going to say? Just going to come back to the racism thing and how I did this kind of 2-week study where I was looking at the different results you get for Donald Trump, and I found, like, you know, they're calling him a racist all the time. I mean, you can just, it's all on GitHub. And I was just thinking about, like, playing that back, you know, 3 years. And how that's what's been going on for 3 or 4 years. And just walking around New York, and you can just kind of see, it's like, it just kind of, you know, I never actually did a formal study of it. And until I did, I was like, yeah, I mean, this is why New York has been the way it has been for probably 4 years, is because people just, you know, tech is giving, like, would the New York Times have any credibility at this point? Like, if it wasn't promoted by tech, would, you know, when people are at home, they don't want to watch CNN. So, the fact that it continues to be Google's most trusted resource is sort of what keeps this whole thing alive. I think if you hadn't had tech, you wouldn't have had all this racial division.
I mean, let's just say it. Let's just say it. There's more racial division in this country than probably in the 60s. And let's just say it. They're fomenting the idea that white people are bad. It's mainly white people leading it. And there's just massive attacks increasing and incredible division that didn't exist before. This has been such a nasty snake bite that big tech and media have done, basically.
And in my experience, I guess everyone knows this, but people who live within the sort of within the cocoon of like what big tech likes, you know, they learn about the people who liked Donald Trump, I mean, not to make this partisan, but this is like what's been the big issue lately. They learn about the people who like Donald Trump from the New York Times and from PBS, who then say they're white supremacists. They like David Duke and this type of stuff that really makes no sense. And, you know, for example, like when in 2016, I would go, because I was interested in Donald Trump, I thought it'd be good for the economy. So I would go to some of these meetups where people were meeting, and, you know, it's like a few blocks from the New York Times, and half the people there are not even white. They're Asians, they're Hispanic, they're black, they're Jews. You know, everybody's there. It's just a couple blocks from the New York Times. They know, right? They know that it's not white supremacists, but they still say it every day. And
yeah, matter, it's people that want prosperity and a future, and who want all these secret technologies released and all the medical stuff released. Exactly. You go to a Trump event, man, it's cool people of every color who are really want a future.
And also, I mean, you know, it's complicated how to measure, but I would say the economy is better under Trump than under Obama. So that's the reason right there. I mean, anyone who's been, you know, financial situation is better, they have a reason why. It's not racism.
And then you see the Federal Reserve trying to ruin that recovery.
Yeah, and there's just such a discipline of the people who, like, say, work in tech. They kind of know that, like, I think some people say that tech workers are liberal, so that produces a liberal product. There's also the other direction, which is I think people just observe what the tech products are doing. They hear the CEO saying these products are neutral. So then they have to really, if you want to be in good standing, you want to be loyal and you want to protect your family's financial future.
You play along with the delusion.
Yeah, you should learn, like, if what's coming out of Google News is that Donald Trump's a racist, well, that must be neutral somehow, so then he must be a racist. And I think that the direction of tech workers learning from the tech products is something that most people don't talk about. But actually,
oh, you're saying the tech workers are amongst the most brainwashed.
Yes. Yes, that's what people have to understand, is that they're some of the most brainwashed, and also there is a pattern of education to make sure that people understand that they're fundamentally racist. Google had this test called the Implicit Association Test, which was discredited, and they eventually terminated the project. But every year, employees would sign up for this IAT test, Implicit Association Test, and the test would tell you how racist you are by figuring out your response times to certain questions that were asked.
Wow, then they can just program the test however they want to then make you feel guilty so you submit to the fact that you're a thought criminal.
Yep. And the thing is that once people realize, oh, I'm a bad person, then they seek like an atonement through, you know, doing something that's like anti-racist.
Which means submitting to their agenda that has nothing to do with it. You can counteract that. Oh, the Chi-Coms have 2 million ethnic workers in forced labor, and they're killing them. Oh, don't say that, because that just short-circuits the whole conundrum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me raise this.
Yeah, go
ahead.
It's very interesting, sort of people who are kind of in this leftist motif of thinking. If you say something that they haven't heard or that doesn't fit with, you know, because they're so used to hearing the New York Times characterize their opponents that if you say something that doesn't make sense, it's almost like they just don't even register it. I've witnessed this, like, you know, just over
exactly.
Over.
They get in a rut of the same chants. So you're telling them, and they're like, "What is that space alien talk?"
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'll say, I'm for free markets and universal basic income. You know, and they just, to them, socialism means that the government is providing the services. And so if you just talk about universal basic income, they're just like, they just can't process the time. It's like, let's just give someone a check rather than a service. And it's like, what? Why do you want to help them? You know, and they will.
Well, let's talk about that when we come back, and talk about the perjury, and talk about how they're targeting minorities. Wait till you see these secret documents.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.